You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
And I'm reading this story that said they went out and asked thousands of people. They said, if your house was haunted, would you move? And 13% of people have actually moved because they were afraid their house was haunted.
Oh, man. I would imagine it depends on if it's a good ghost or a bad ghost spirit.
Are we talking like Casper or Rosemary's Baby?
Well, that's just
it. Is there blood on the walls?
Because I gotta believe that if it's haunted the way people talk about it, I don't think I would move. I think I would be too...
Even if it was like a violence, like smashing evil? Things...
Well, I've never
like
heard of that actually
goat,
happening, though.
Just dead goat.
Like my friends Milo and Sharon, they've got supposedly a haunted house with a ghost that is down in their basement. And they've never moved. And I think I would be the same way. I'd be like, all right, so
does
there's...
Does it fold t-shirts well?
Does it pay rent?
Supposedly it's in their laundry room, yeah. So But I'm one of those people. I would not move because I'm so desperate to see something like this. Mm-hmm. Would you? Emily says she would definitely move.
Hell yes. I don't think it would ever happen to me, though, just because of, you know, my energy work and my floofiness. I really don't think. Like, and I also think that energy like that has to abide by the laws of the world that our energy exists in. So
what?
Yeah, like if you know,
what does that mean?
Because we all vibrate at different levels, and here on this plane,
I'm vibrating.
This
right
is
now.
These are the rules that we have to abide by, and so if they're in our house, they got to listen to our rules. And if I'm like, "Yo, you ain't welcome here,"
and then you throw your magic rocks.
That's
at
all
them.
It
and
takes.
And then I share
you're telling
my,
me yeah. all these people who have put up with a haunted house that no. all they got to do is cross their arms and say, "Yo, you ain't welcome here,"
and then deuces out,
just
right?
Like is that deuces
that's out.
It? No, because they don't believe in that crap, so it won't work for them. But I do believe in that crap, so it works for me.
Ghost
yes.
is like, never mind. I'm out.
So sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
Y'all can.
I'll be next door.
Y'all can suck it.
They don't know this trick across the street.
I can't stop vibrating.
I hope you guys get haunted.
Who is this on the hotline?
It's my sister because she is our resident spirit expert in my family because her townhouse is haunted.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Your townhouse is haunted?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, wait, now, wait a minute. Tell me the details so the rest of us can decide for sure.
Tell about
haunted.
Your bed.
What about okay. her bed?
Whoa.
My bed is probably the main thing that occurs most often. It's my mattress that shakes, not the headboard.
That's what
the mattress.
I heard. What? Yeah.
Are you alone when this happens?
Okay.
So you're alone and
too
the
easy.
So let me get this straight. So you're just lying there and suddenly mm-hmm. by yourself and all of a sudden the mattress will start shaking.
Yeah, it'll start shaking or like somebody like runs right into the side of it and you can just feel the impact.
It's like a thump.
Oh. Well, did you like mm-hmm. move so your bed recently? So like that's why they keep running into it. Like, this bed wasn't here before.
Is it possible you just have a haunted bed? Rather than a haunted house.
No, because there's other things that have gone on around my house.
Like what?
For instance, light bulbs will just randomly be unscrewed, and then they would be off, and then they would be turned back on.
No, wait a minute. When you say unscrewed,
are they coming out?
Do you mean like they're all the way out, like sitting on the nightstand or something?
No, they're just like loose. They've been on. The light was on. The light bulb was just becomes loose, and so the light bulb goes off, and it's like, oh, I have to replace that. And then a minute later, it's back on, and then I never have to replace it.
Maybe
so it's like it's being untwisted a little bit.
Could
it's
that
a jack
be
with you.
Some sort of mm-hmm. like old fixture and like the like you get you're walking
no.
real loud and it accidentally comes in?
She's remodeled. She's got like all new fixtures.
So what else?
Yeah.
So you've got a shaking mattress and light bulbs.
Yes.
And?
Okay. So I've actually had like an arm and hand go underneath my blanket in my bedroom as well and grab my foot. I've had my hair pulled. I've had kitchen cabinet doors open and close and you can hear it. I've had like if I've got an order from a store with a box, you will hear tapping on the box in the middle of the night. I've had plastic bags move across the room.
Like, have you seen them?
How
move?
Is all of this happening to you?
I don't know.
Her house is built on a cemetery.
No, how old is your house? When was it built?
90s.
84.
Oh, 84.
Huh.
84, yeah.
So let me go back to the arm and the hand under your blanket. Have you seen the arm and the hand?
I haven't seen the arm and the hand, but it's like when your blanket's completely flat on your bed. And this happened because I felt the shaking, and I sat up. And a sitting Indian style, and I saw the hand like go underneath the blanket, and the blanket completely puffs up like an arm going underneath.
No, I haven't heard this one.
And I slapped it.
You slapped
you
it.
Should, yeah.
I slapped it, and I called my dad immediately, freaking out. And he came over with the Bible and was going through my house.
Your dad came over with a Bible?
That's awesome.
Yeah, trying to cast out.
So he was going to do like an exorcism of it.
Well, then, yeah. Now, when did your hair get pulled?
Yeah.
Was it like Saturday night?
No, I was in the bathroom and I had my hair up in a ponytail and I bent down into the cabinet to get something out and my hair was pulled 3 times backwards and I turned around really quick because, of course, I was home alone and nobody was standing there.
Did you like it?
Do you have, shut up, Jared.
It's
have
my sister. You shut up.
Do you have any pets?
I do. And my dog has picked up on this. Like, he'll wake up and he'll look over the side of the bed. So he definitely notices when mm-hmm. certain things go on as well.
Wait a minute. So you're saying your dog sleeps with you?
Yeah.
So what is the possibility that the bed shaking is your dog, like shaking?
Like itching or something.
Because, sometimes he's at grandma's and not at my house, and it happens when he's there when he's not there.
So who do you think it is? Do you think it's somebody from our family or?
Well, honestly, I do think it's our grandmother that passed away, our great-grandmother.
Nana.
And the reason, Nana, yeah. So the reason being is because I had my laptop out. On the bed, and I was flipping through pictures, and I came to her funeral pictures, and the bed shook so violently that my laptop almost fell off my lap.
Do you feel, what's the feeling, though, like when your hair is getting pulled and when there's a hand coming up from your bed underneath the sheets, like, what's your overwhelming, like, feeling?
The hand totally freaked me out. But when
when you're watching it come.
Yeah, when I was trying to think more that it's Nana and trying to put in that mindset, and that kind of eases your mind a little bit, trying to make yourself think that it's a loved one rather than an evil person. Yeah.
So you're not really afraid, or are you afraid?
I do get afraid when it was like the hand and the hair pulling was...
Because Nana would never pull your hair.
No, she's a slapper.
Is there like a house fax like that you can look up and find out if somebody has passed in your house?
Probably.
Yeah, diedhere.com.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Like, you go to diedhere.com.
Just didn't something else happen to like your lock on your front door or something? Wasn't there something with a lock?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the lock on the front door will click. Randomly.
Sort of like okay, now hold on a second. You have listed like 42 things that have happened. I don't know how there's not some sort of documentary about your townhome. Right. How do I get to come over there and hang out for a few hours? I want to see some of this
happen.
Well,
she is single, Dom. All you have to do is ask her out.
You can come lay in my bed because I've had two friends.
Jess, don't start.
Is that your line?
Jess, don't start.
I'm going to use that. My house is haunted. Come lie in my bed.
I have got that on tape now. Jeremy's sister has said, Dom, come get in my bed.
All of a sudden there's dead air. Dom's gone.
Yeah, it took me about 9 minutes to get there, I think.
All right, so you want him to come lay in your bed and hang out for the night, right?
You do. It doesn't even have to take for the night. Like, I've had friends be laying in my bed for
an hour is probably fine.
Just tell him to shut up. It's all right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, then I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to lie down on your bed, and I want to feel it shake.
Does this happen every night?
Okay. It happened every night for a good 6 months. It just happened about 2 weeks ago, so it's not every single
night. Oh, so there's a chance I could be there, and it won't happen.
Well, she doesn't like guys in my bed, so...
Oh,
so wait. So what are you saying? So you're saying that if I do, that it probably will shake because she's trying to kick me out?
It will probably shake, yeah.
I've got to try this.
I wonder if that'll work for me. Or if it has to be like a guy that the like spirit doesn't know. Yeah.
I want to try it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to...
How many guys have you had in there?
Hear me.
Leave your sister alone.
Jerry.
Listen, you have a great Halloween, and thank you for your time today. I seriously appreciate your time.
Thanks,
sis.
Okay? Yeah.
You need to move.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You need to move.
No, because it's Nana, so she's not worried about it.
I don't think it's Nana. I don't think Nana's going to go underneath her sheets and freak her out like that.
Well,
Nana would bake her cookies.
All right.
Not
so
undo her light bulb.
You've heard the invitation. I have been invited to Jeremy's sister's bed.
That'd be weird for me.
Well,
huh?
If not your wife, how about your sister?
That's
huh?
weird.
Does
it's shaking. It's shaking.
Oh, it stopped. Oh, already?
Does she have one of those beds that you put the quarters in? Is that what this is?
I don't think so.
Vibramatic or something like that?
Does she live by a railroad track?
No railroad tracks.
Airport.
This is serious stuff. She does get really freaked out about this.
I would. Living alone.
Well, like I said, a lot of stuff
she
happened.
Named a million things.
A lot of stuff has happened, so.
I would get that H out of there.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually very interesting. So I'm going to set up a time to go over and hop onto bed.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.